America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge along with
Christina Stoffo.
And our next guest is one of the hosts of CBS's Daytime Emmy Award-nominated talk show, The Talk. She also hosts Whose Line Is It Anyway? On the CW Network. She hosts the incredibly popular podcast Girl on Guy. She is a best-selling author. She is the voice of Lana Kane on the popular FX series Archer. Simply put, she is single-handedly trying to take every single job in the entertainment industry. It is a pleasure to say hello to Aisha Tyler. Aisha, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to talk with you.
It is a pleasure to have you today. All right, let's start things off with Archer, new episodes of which air Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on FX. How many seasons is this? Is this number six?
We're in the middle of season six right now.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And this show has created quite a following for itself, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. You know, it's obviously a mature show now. We're in our sixth season. We got our first Emmy nominations for season five, which was really fun for us. And, you know, in the beginning, because the show is animated, and I think there aren't a lot of animated shows for adults out there, it took a little while for people to catch on. It was always a cult hit, and we were really lucky that we always had a lot of critical acclaim, a lot of support from the critics. But, you know, it's finally a legitimate numbers hit for FX, and you know, we've already been ordered a seventh season. Actually, we finally got a seventh season order last year. So, people, you know, I'm really proud of the show. There are people who find it now and then go back and binge watch the first five seasons. And It's just an incredibly smart show, and it's also incredibly filthy. So it's a really nice combination. It's very much a show for adults. And years ago, I think on a panel at Comic-Con, Adam Reed and I came up with this word for the show, which is milfy, that combination of smart and filthy that, you know, this is really for grown-ups. We never underestimate either your intelligence or your depravity.
So, speaking of Comic-Con, you know, with a show like Archer, obviously you're going to be at Comic-Con. Now, I've been there and done that as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I know how crazy it can be. And it's actually always been a dream of mine to be like on a panel for a show that's at Comic-Con. So how did that work out for you? Like, did you have any crazy fans, or like, what was your experience at Comic-Con?
I love Comic-Con because I was a really nerdy kid. So
me too.
I probably would be the crazy fan, I think. But no, we haven't had anything really surreal. The great thing about Comic-Con is, my time when I get there is just loaded. Like, I get there on Wednesday night. I don't leave until Sunday night. There's 16-hour days. I see movies 4 hours a night. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two things that are amazing about it. For the fans, when we go, we always do a signing on the floor. We're signing like Archer posters and everything. And we always ask every single person, how's your con? How's your con? And they always say, this is the greatest weekend of my life. So for us to, like, you know, just be, like, just hanging out, signing for fans, and for that to be, like, a memory that we're helping create for them for the rest of their lives, like, it's just, like, such a great part of our job. And so it's just so easy. So I never complain about weird fans because it's just such a lovely, like, place filled with joy. It's like grown up, you know, magical Disneyland.
Sure, it is.
Oh, yeah.
And then also for us, for the actors, for the talent that go there, almost every kind of big TV show and film goes to Comic-Con every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, most of whom are working most of the year, that's sometimes the only time all year we see our friends. Like, I have friends that I only see once a year at Comic-Con. So it becomes, at night, a little bit of like a crazy, like, summer camp vibe.
Right.
Oh,
a little
awesome.
Hot, wet American summer kind of a thing. Where we all, like, there's just, like, lots of, like, big drunken puppy pileups and hugging because everybody's so happy to see each other. We know we're not going to see each other for another year. So, if you ever wonder what's going on behind Comic-Con, it's just a big basket of drunk golden retriever puppies.
Yeah.
I never really thought the term puppy pileup would come up during this interview, but it did, and that's a good thing. We see you every day.
It evokes a certain visual.
We see you every day on The Talk. Now, you guys have a variety of guests on that show, but there is one that has always stood out to me. Tell us about the entrepreneurial woman who decided to create her own personal line of yogurts.
Oh, God. We just talked about her.
Okay.
Because how could you not? But, there was a topic on the show recently about a woman who, oh, God, sorry people out there in radio land, was talking about, like, the probiotics that exist in yogurt. And, you know, those are also in your body. So she thought, well, if you have healthy cultures in your body, maybe you could make yogurt from those healthy cultures. And so she made some vagina yogurt. It was one of the most repulsive topics that I've ever, and I don't find the vagina repulsive. I think it's a lovely, beautiful flower. I'm a big fan.
Me too.
I have one, and I'm a big fan of my own. But I don't necessarily want to get out a spoon
vagina or yogurt.
So yeah.
Yeah, actually, here's a thought. Did she happen to be a Greek woman? Because if she was...
I said she's Greek yogurt. There's so many ways you could go. If I made it, would it be chocolate yogurt? These are the things that I wonder about late at night, ladies and gentlemen. The tribe men's souls.
Moving on.
Yeah,
so. Okay, your podcast. Your podcast. Let's talk about that. Guy on Girl now has over 13 million downloads. That's pretty awesome. Tell us about it. And who were some of your juiciest guests that you've had on your podcast?
Oh, it's a good question. So, so Girl and Guy, it was started out and it's still mostly a podcast about where I talk with men and women about stuff that kind of stereotypically or historically, culturally, guys are into, but we have lots of women on as well. I've been really, really lucky. I've had so many amazing guests on the show, and it's hard to, like, God, it's so hard to, like, say what my favorite words. We've had everybody from... John Ridley, who just won an Oscar for writing 12 Years a Slave, and I was at a new show on TV called American Crime, to Dean Winters, who you may know as Mayhem, an amazing actor. Mm-hmm. Chris Rock, all kinds of film directors, Joel McHale, Stephen Amell from Arrow, Scott Gimple, who runs The Walking Dead. I'm about to have David Benioff, the co-creator of Game of Thrones, is going to be on in a few weeks. I mean, I'm really lucky because I get to have these people alone in a room. There's no publicist. There's no cameras on. It's just the two of us for an hour and a half. And, you know, most people never get that long of an interview with anybody. And I don't even probably talk with my family members for that long of an uninterrupted period of time. And people I actually love and I'm related to. And I think for my guests, they really get to talk about their work more in depth. And, you know, I mean, I love doing interviews, but most of the time they're like 6 to 7, 10 minutes. I get these people for 90 minutes, and I really get to dig into their lives, and they tell all kinds of crazy stories. And Adam Rodriguez, who you probably know from CSI Miami, is in the Magic Mike movies and just told some amazing stories of, like, you know, acting with, just incredible actors in New York, and so many amazing people. So it's just hard. They're all my babies. They really are. But great thing about the Girl and Guy is you can just go to girlandguy.net, and you can go to the archive, and you can just scroll through for people that you recognize. And start anywhere. I did Rick Fox, free time NBA champion Rick Fox.
Oh yeah.
And we did a two-parter. So because I really wanted to get a hold of an NBA like an NBA player, because I really wanted to ask him about what it's really like behind the scenes to be a professional basketball player. And he tells some incredible stories. He was super honest. And that was a pretty amazing interview. So,
and what's cool about it, too, is you're not restricted with time, and it's uncensored, and you kind of break down all the inhibitions around these people. And if it just starts
to
work...
That's because they're just talking to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, they just feel like, oh, they're just sitting there talking to Aisha. You know, there's not this feeling of, like, I'm talking to millions of people. I mean, they are talking to millions of people, but it doesn't feel that way when we're, you know, when we're chatting. And it is for the internet, so it's 100% uncensored. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
I want to quickly touch on your book, Self-Inflicted Wounds, Heartwarming Tales of Epic Humiliation, things that we all do that we cringe about now for the next 40 years. Tell us quickly about the guy you always wanted to date and how his car will never forget about you.
Oh, well, this is a quickie, but yes, I liked this boy for a long time, and he did not like me. And then one day he did like me and asked me out, and I was so nervous. Then I got very, very drunk the night before, and then we hung out all night, and then very little of which I remember, which honestly is really disappointing. And then we go to breakfast the next day, and we eat a falafel, hot falafel sandwich, which, by the way, are delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Not the best hangover food, but it felt great going down. And then we're in his car, and I throw up explosively out the window into like an oncoming wind, which then blows all of my regurgitated falafel and the contents of my soul, including several drops of salty tears, back into the car, around spraying the back seat. It was like a Zapruder film. It, like, came around and back, like, slapped him in the back of the head. I mean, it was the worst. Just the worst.
And
that was definitely the end of that relationship. But everybody has had, everybody has had and will continue to have self-inflicted wounds. These are the things that make you mentally and emotionally tough. Mm-hmm. So you have to live through them, and then hopefully they just turn into a great story you can tell your friends at a bar.
And you laugh at it now.
Oh, you have to.
You have to.
You have to. But comedians especially, we love, you know, everybody else is like, oh my God, I want to die. Comedians, we're like, oh, I can't wait to tell my friends this story.
Yeah.
I am such a jackass.
And if you're the guy, you try to sell the car as quickly as you possibly can after that happens.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was I think I found out later was his girlfriend's car. So,
well, good for you.
Well, there you go.
See, yeah. That's karma, see? Again, catch new episodes of Archer Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on FX and pretty much everywhere in media at any time. There she is, Aisha Tyler. Continued success. And thank you so much for joining us today on America Weekend.
Thanks, guys. It was so great.
All right. Have a great
day.
Thank you. You too.
I like her. She is terrific.
She is terrific. And she's right. Everyone has a story.
Oh, we all have those stories.
Everybody.
I mean, not to that extent where you destroy the guy's, but his girlfriend's car. So, you know, it's bad enough he kind of hooked up with her the
karma.
Night before. That is karma.
That is karma.
Yes.
Coming
and you know
right
what they,
back around to bite you.
And you know what they say about karma? Can kind of describe the guy's girlfriend that way as well. So they say she got it. We're not going to say that word on national radio, but
no.
She understood it. So there you go. Stay with us. Lots more to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, the police received a phone call from a concerned citizen about two children, 7 and 10 years old, walking home alone from a nearby park. By law, what should the police do in this case, and what, if anything, happened to the parents? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Child Protective Services found the parents guilty of unsubstantiated child neglect for allowing their children to walk home alone from a nearby park. They are on probation for 5 years. If a second offense occurs, the children could be taken away. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you still sleep with your favorite teddy bear? Is your security blanket still warm after all these years? No need to be ashamed. You're not alone. Here's the developmental science of it. Teddy bears, security blankets, technically they're referred to as transitional objects, and they're designed to help us pass from one childhood milestone to the next, but many adults still use them. In fact, 20% of all females, and are you ready for this, 5% of all males, still continue to sleep with their favorite teddy bear. What's the cheap psychological trick? Call it a teddy bear, security blanket, favorite pillow, or even athletic jersey. In difficult times, if something so simple provides comfort and security, hey, go for it. A comforting device may just provide a soft competitive edge. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.